Dodd Show with Anna DeVlantis right here on 720 WGN. I noticed Kevin just mentioned something about plumbing and toilets. Which he does just randomly. It's like Tourette's.
My passion.
Yeah. I will say this. I will, a little bit later on in the program, be discussing my toilet with you.
I see that on the rundown. Rose new toilets.
Yes.
Didn't we talk about a toilet situation last time we were all in here, too? A little party at Kevin's place?
Oh, we did. Yeah. When someone went to the bathroom in the toilet that wasn't connected to any plumbing as we were renovating the bathroom.
I have to discuss my new toilet because it's I'm not sure what to do with it. It's a smart toilet.
Oh.
And it's doing things I shouldn't, it should not be allowed to do.
I don't know if I would want a toilet to be smart out of all things.
Yeah. Right. Oh, no, it's smart. It knows things.
Judging you.
Yeah, about the wrong side of you, I feel.
Yeah. Yeah, well, that's true.
In terms of ends.
Yeah.
Top and bottom.
Excellent point, Lauren Lapka. All right, but this is CLTV and we got important things we got to get to, including Bert Odelson, who is a Burton for certain. He is our attorney when we need anything answered about an election or things that go bump in the night, which is really what he does. And people may remember Bert was infamous during the Rahm Emanuel, the first election of Rahm Emanuel, which now you look back at that, Bert, that's 9 years ago now.
Years ago. Oh, my goodness.
It's so crazy. And because remember, there was a whole thing about whether Rahm Emanuel was actually a resident of Chicago at the time he was running for mayor and all that. And there was the guy that would stand on the corner with a cocktail in his hand and hold court every day and say, you should have been the mayor. Anyway, I think Bert represented him. Anyway, the point here is this. That we have two major decisions that are about to come down from the Supreme Court. We anticipated that we were going to get them today. I guess, you know, with the Supreme Court, you never know for sure. It's almost like it's like an advent calendar. You don't know which door to open and you don't know what's going to come out of it. But we know that there's only a couple days left. It's the 24th and Friday is the end of the session, right? So they're done.
Right. Right.
That's the thing. So we have between now and Friday for this decision to come out. They generally do not give decisions on Fridays. So. And they got to be home now because half of them have to go to bed in an hour. So so it's not going to come today. But you might want to explain what this is because this will change everything as we know it in America when these two decisions come down about the census question and about the gerrymandering. Let's start with the gerrymandering. That's something that everybody can kind of wrap their brain around here.
Yeah, well, really, that's the census one that you can really wrap your brain around. But we can start with gerrymandering because I don't think that's going to provide as much impact as you may think, as much impact as the census question is going to provide. But the gerrymandering question, you know, the Supreme Court has looked at it before, the United States District Court, the United States Court of Appeals, and they basically have been uniform in saying it's a political case. We're not going to decide it. It's politics. The Constitution says the General Assembly finds the way to apportion its representatives, and we're not getting involved with politics. And that's the broad sweeping.
So why did they decide to take this then? Why did the Supremes want this? Just to finally end the question?
It probably, and it probably will now for many, many years because of the change in the composition of in the court. And just remember, Roe, there's nothing in the Constitution that says you can't gerrymander. Since the ability to draw the maps was given by the Constitution, the General Assemblies can do it basically any way they please, and many of them have.
And for those who are not familiar with what this is that the state legislature, that basically party leaders in the state get to draw a map, an electoral map, to decide what the electoral districts are going to be so that they can protect Republicans or Democrats, depending on their proclivity. Sometimes Republicans protect Democrats and vice versa for other reasons.
But they want
to protect those. And the whole idea was to do it so that minority groups didn't get, you know, could have some sort of representation. You can draw, like if you ever look at Chicago, Chicago's got some of the most wacky congressional districts ever.
In the whole United States, that's
right.
Correct. And when you look at them on a map, you say, what the heck is going on here? How can you draw a district, you know, that looks like that? And it's kind of like, I think you'll like this, it's kind of like an analogy to the old cases where the Supreme Court looked at what's porn and what's not porn, and the justice that said there's no definition of it. You know it when you see it.
Yes.
Well, when you see these districts, they look, what the heck's going on here? Why they extend for 6 miles long and 1 mile wide?
Yeah, I know. It's crazy. It's crazy.
Crazy. Crazy.
Yes,
crazy.
Exactly. And
I don't see, you need standing. You need to have a legitimate interest in order to get to the Supreme Court. And I think that's what's going to happen in this case, that the Supreme Court's going to say, this is a political decision. The power's given to the states. Go do it, states.
Okay.
Unless you're depriving some individual of another constitutional right.
All right. Now this census question. Now, this
yeah,
is, I want to leave this.
A good one.
I want to leave
that's
this for
one.
Last because. I think people are thinking to themselves, well, what difference does it make to me? But the whole idea here was it's based on the question being placed on the U.S. Census for 2020. Are you a citizen of the United States, right? Isn't that
correct.
It?
Correct.
Right.
That's it.
That's
yes.
the question. Are you a citizen of the United States? And the idea here is that, now that seems simple. You go, well, why wouldn't you want to have them answer that question? I mean, if they're not a citizen of the United States, does it count? Well, yeah, it does count because people want to know. I mean, you could be a legal alien. You could be a legal, I should say, you know, not illegal, a person who can be here, but you're not a citizen of the United States. And there's a bunch of other things that cities and counties, municipalities, whatever, they have to account for budgeting purposes and for other things. They want to know how many people are actually there, right?
Well, that is important. But the major reason is to know how many people are in a particular area, so you know how many representatives you have, and you know how much tax dollars you're getting from the federal government. That
right.
was the initial idea of it in 1789 when Article 1, Section 2 was passed. 1790 was our first census. And what's interesting, and actually lawyers like myself who maybe don't deal with this on an everyday basis, even though we deal with the Constitution, when you go back to Article 1, Section 2, it's the charge is to count, and I'll read the language. It's kind of funny.
It better be, Bert. If you're going to read it, it better be funny. Go ahead.
No, it is pretty funny.
All right.
Representatives and direct taxes shall be apportioned among the several states which may be included within the Union according to the respective numbers, which shall be determined by adding to the whole number of free persons, including those bound to service for a term of years, and excluding Indians not taxed, and 3/5 of all other persons, which were slaves. So this is what's found in our Constitution, which was amended in July of 1868 by the 14th Amendment, which says you count all people. And the point of the whole census is to find out how many people are living here. How many? It doesn't say, the Constitution originally didn't say, don't count the illegals or count illegals. So that is not a proper question to put to a person who's
okay.
living here.
Now the other issue here is the politics of this issue.
Correct.
By putting it on the census, it may even legal immigrants and other folks, you know, people who are applying for citizenship that will eventually, you know, hope to one day become a citizen, will be excluded, and that people who are here who are in a family that where they're legal, they may be natural born citizens of the United
Correct.
States, but they
Correct.
May have other relatives living with them who are not, and they don't want to answer that question because
nope.
then they're going to feel like they're going to get raided next, you know, a week from Sunday.
And they're going back, right?
Yeah.
Exactly. There's other reasons why this question's not proper, which you won't give me enough time to talk about, and it's probably boring anyway. But
I'll give you the time, but don't make it boring. What is the other? What's the other reason?
Well, because federal regulations require the Census Bureau to come up with the things that are going to be on the questionnaire, and then it all gets passed through the Census Bureau, and that goes through a process. Well, this question didn't go through that process. This question just appeared, and it violates the Administrative Procedures Act, which is boring.
But you're
that's
right.
What the court said. you've jumped a big step here, and how did it happen? Well, we kind of know how it happened, and as we get down the road, we'll see why it happened, and it happened because of politics, because of Republican interest and Democratic interest, whichever the case may be, as to which party wants more people counted in a particular state and which party wants less people counted. And this question will impact that, will definitely impact that. So it gets down to hardcore politics, but if you follow the Constitution, even the 1789 version and then the amendments in 1868, that's not a proper question to ask a person who's living here, whether legally or illegally. If they're here, they're counted.
What do you anticipate on this?
I anticipate a 5-4 decision, probably allowing it to be on the ballot.
So pure politics then.
Yep, pure politics. Because the court has shifted, and the court is conservative now,
But that doesn't seem like a conservative thing, Bert. That doesn't seem like the notion of what a conservative justice would lean toward, because it's not a part, because it's very clear in what has already been accepted law.
I agree with that, but this is, I have learned by being a lawyer in Chicago, Cook County, State of Illinois, that the law is not always the law.
And
I hate to go back to the Rahm case, but that was a really, really good example of.
Yeah, you were right, as it turns out, but a separate issue.
I was, but so what? This is going to be a good decision by the court that will be split, and I predict 5-4, saying it is not a proper question to be asked for whatever reason.
At the Layton County Criminal Courts building at 26 California, they should engrave that above it. The law is not always the law. Welcome to Cook County Court.
Yeah, that's correct. That is absolutely correct, Ro.
All right. I just want to, today they actually did hand down a decision from the Supreme Court, this Freedom of Information Act.
Love it. Decision. Love it. I love it. I read it. We're starting.
You're a big
to
fan?
Analyze it. I love it. I understand it. It helps municipalities. It helps governments protect the interests of private individuals who have to disclose something to the municipality, to the government, but don't do so all the time for fear that it'll get out to the public. And what is that? It's very simple. I went through this last year. I wanted to apply to be a village attorney in a municipality, but the RFQ said I have to tell them my assets and the liabilities of my firm. Well, if I tell the municipality that, my opposition lawyers who want the same job are going to FOIA and see what my firm is worth, and that shouldn't be. I mean, that's kind of simple. And in Illinois, a municipality has to disclose that unless the municipality finds that it will cause harm to the business who has given it its personal information. United States Supreme Court has now said we do not have to show harm. All we have to show is that the business supplying the personal information believes it should be confidential, then it remains confidential. Right. It's an important ruling for municipalities and for government.
And for Bert Olson. As it turns out, it's a very important ruling.
For Bert Olson. Correct.
It's a very important thing.
I want to thank the six justices who ruled for me. Thank you. Yes, that's correct.
Okay, thank you very much. All right, Bert. We'll talk to you again when this thing comes down. It's very interesting. But you're on record
it's very
now.
Very interesting. Because nice talking to you, Ro.
Thank you, Bert.
Okay. All right, thanks.
Bert. Burton for certain.
I'm going to guess he's from the South Side, Ro.
I think you'd be correct in that, yes. Bert is a great lawyer. That is a Chicago lawyer. When I think about the legal community here, you've got this entire spectrum of people, from the Mike Monacos of the world that are international lawyers who are handling all these gigantic cases, whether it's domestically or for foreign governments, here and stuff like that. And then, or foreign interests. And then there is, and you work your way down, and you've got these great, guys who would in any other place be household names, but they work here. They're so good at what they do, and Bert's one of those guys. If you ever want to run for office, get Bert. I had a friend who was going to run for something a couple years ago, and I went and I tried it. I tried to get Bert. The minute the guy told me he was going to run for it, I went to Bert. I go, hey, Don't take the opponent right now. And Bert was already like, too late. So it's he is the best. He is the best. All right. Let's now check in with Kim. She's the best, despite one thing.
Aw.
What's coming up in the news?